So I'm Andy Piper, and having a good time at Redman Lunches. We were just starting to talk about the employment issues surrounding open source contributions, and in particular when you've got a startup, you're an employer, how you frame the employment clauses around your employees' contributions back to open source projects. So for example, you know, you'd like them to openly contribute to projects in their free time and as during their employed time. How do you manage that, and what's the issues over, you know, company IP versus employee IP, freedoms, and nobody likes to deal with lawyers. We've just had a conversation that's revolved around the fact that people generally don't like dealing with legal issues, and business models and HR should rule rather than lawyers, but ultimately there's generally a bit of paper between you and your employer that says what you can and can't do whilst you're employed. So it's one of those painful and annoying issues, and I think pretty much everyone here at Redman Lunches today is in some way interested in open source software development, hardware contribution, community. You know, all of these things are important to us. So how do you protect both the employer and the employee in working well with the community? So that's really, people started to get excited, and then Anna turned up with a recorder and shoved it in my face, and now I've broken the fourth wall. Oh my god.